Blog Talk Radio.
I'm getting ready to do a radio show.
Tell me what's going on.
going on? Cause we can't even get some coffee, and we can't even watch a movie. We can't even buy groceries. Guilty walking, so they shoot us in the street. We know the hate is really deep. We gotta be the chosen people. We've been through so much evil. I feel it in my soul. They kill us in our homes. I feel it in my soul.
Of us bring fear, and all it really takes is to have a conversation about the truth, about who we really are, and accept it.
All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is Elder Yael coming to you tonight on the Elders Program on the Blog Talk Radio. And I also have another guest with me tonight. And we're looking at Elder Jeremiah White, all right? Elder Jeremiah. So I'd like to welcome him tonight also as we bring forth this program tonight, okay? And look like we'll be here for another hour or so, and I'm going to try to give you all of the information that the Yah has given us, all right? So we appreciate you tuning in, and we just want to see if I can get in touch with Elder, if he can come on and just speak or something like that. Elder Jeremiah, do you hear me? Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're going to keep on moving on. I'll get him in a second, get him on the air with me. Okay. Anyway, yeah, like I said, we just want to thank Yahuwah for giving us this opportunity. Ask that he will continue to be with us as we bring forth his word to the world. And we pray that all hindrance, obstacles that are trying to interfere with the work of Yahuwah tonight would be taken care of by Yahuwah himself. So hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. So as we're going to move on, we're looking at the scripture as usual. Anytime we come on this program, we always let
ourselves be.
Yes, sure, Elder.
All right, hallelujah. Yeah, Elder.
Hallelujah. All right, there he is. I promise you, that I told you he would be here any second. So, Elder, it's good to hear you, good to see you here on the show with us tonight with me. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right. Praise Yah, hallelujah for this day.
Hallelujah, all right. Hallelujah for his mercy. All right. Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty warm down here today, but we did get a lot of good rain. So hallelujah for that too. Okay. So again, like I said, what we're going to do is get started here. We're looking at the subject that we're looking at is coming with us tonight. We're bringing "You Are My Battle Axe." Weapons of battle, okay? This is the word from Yahuwah, and we see that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, all right? Chapter 51, and verse 20, okay? He tells us, he's talking to the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, okay? He tells us straight up, he says, "You are my battle axe," okay? Weapons of battle, you see? Now, when Yahuwah and claims you to be his, that's the highest honor any nation can receive, tell you that, you know. And that's why we honor him by bringing forth his word, following his commandments, and teaching them so that, you know, the world know that Yah has a people out here, you know, bringing forth his truth. You see, some people will get a chance to hear us, you see, and a lot of people will turn the wolves on it. But we don't worry about that because Yah always make a way so that this word, this world can hear his word, his truth, okay?
And, hallelujah.
And I know some of them, a few people, a lot of people may have a tendency to turn away, you know, and ignore what the word itself is saying to everybody out here. But, you know, that would be their problem in the end. We know that, see? So we don't have to worry about those people, okay? We know that Yah is in control of everything in this world, okay? That's why he says that earth belongs to him, okay? He is his world out here. And okay, what these demons out here are thinking they're trying to do, especially the people like Bill Gates, the Fox News, and, you know, even Babylon itself, which is no more than, not, none other than the United Snakes here that we're living in, okay? No matter how they boast, they cannot they cannot hide from Yahuwah, okay? He's got it under control. He sees everything that any of us do out here. And the best thing for us to do to get our life in order, in harmony with his word, is with his command. And that's what we want to try to do. We emphasize that to everybody. Because, like I said, he tells us in Psalms 24, the earth belongs to Yahuwah and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. You see, for he has founded it upon the sea, and upon the waters he does establish it. Okay? So, hallelujah, those are the words of Yahuwah. So, what do we have to worry about? We don't have to worry about that. We just follow him. Make sure we get close to Yahuwah. Okay? That's why, and you know, Yahuwah and Yahushua has already given us some good information that we need to never forget, keep with us at all times, okay? That's why, let's see, Yahushua, he told us even in, okay, here's the endurance of the set apart one. Look at Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is the endurance of the set apart one. Here are those guarding the commands of Yahuwah and the belief of Yahusha. Okay? That's a good news. And I heard a voice out of the heavens saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. You see? That's what Yahusha said to us. Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them. Hallelujah. You know, see, that's what I'm talking about. So these are the things that got me motivated. Every time I wake up and I think about, pray, speak to Yahushua to Yahuwah, we see his blessings every day out here, you know, in this world with us. Hallelujah. So, Elder, you want to
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yes, mm-hmm. You know, just like Elder said, we are the battle actors. You know, we are sitting down here to defend our Father. We are not supposed to be sitting around here and let people blaspheme his name. Because if you do that, that means that you are a coward. So, mm-hmm. So just like I was just sitting up here looking at Revelation 18:1, and it says, And after these things, I saw another angel coming from the heaven, having great power, and the earth was enlightened with his glory. You know, who are we talking about? We talking about Yahusha, okay?
That's it.
He is the one coming from heaven. Ain't none of us coming from there. And that is our Father Yah, number one battleman.
Mm-hmm.
That is the battleman. When he come down here, he's coming with a sword. And, you know, the Christians say that, you know, oh, he's so loving. But it's time to go to war when you see him come. So
That's right. Be
prepared to be a battle axe. You know, sometimes we said, those cute little angels and all this. But remember who you are. And if you read the scripture, it tells you about all the destructions. So, you know, the father had to kill people. Brothers had to kill brothers. Sisters had to kill sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? We disobeyed our father.
That's right.
And those were some of the punishments that he put on us. And, you know, being a battle, it's hard. Because just like I said, sometimes you might have to kill your brother.
That's right.
So we said hallelujah, that, you know, that we praise Yah that they all come in line.
Mm-hmm.
And we all be worshiping our Father. Because it's just when it comes time that Yah put us out there, you better be doing about your business or you're going to be through.
That's
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, but when you speak of that, it reminds me of the warning that Yahuwah himself have given us, his people. You know, it tells us, let's look at this let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3, okay? Look what it tells us here, right here in verse 17. Yahuwah himself, he says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel, and you shall hear a word from my mouth and shall warn them from me. You see that? Those are strong words there. You have an obligation. We have an obligation. We can't just sit around here and watch these two demons, Fauci and Bill Gates and all the other people that are following them, watch them really murder our people with this stupid poison that they have put out there in the earth. Call it corona, huh? You know, made up stuff just to give themselves a lie to utilize this poison to kill our people. You see? And we can't just sit around and just look at these demons, get away with just do it, and it just, you know, it's up to us. We need to say something. We need to voice our opinion about it. One way or the other, expose them. You see? Because they're always coming up with some new garbage, you know, some new poison. That's what they're coming up with each day, every chance they get. That's why they got this garbage called Delta COVID something, you know. And this is just a big, nasty, one of their nasty, filthy lies that they just bringing out now to give themselves an excuse to do what they plan on trying to do again. You see? They're going to use that as an excuse probably to lock things down again, you know, and they expect us, we supposed to just follow whatever they say, you know. These are demons. We don't have to follow nothing they say, okay? They tell people, and people out there, going out there, getting themselves stabbed with their poison, okay? You read Revelation 15, 16, 17, you go see. That's all it is. This is something that Yah has already warned us that was coming. And we better not bow down and receive this poison that they think they call the coronavirus or corona vaccine. You know, it's all it is, a poison. That's what they do. For killing our people as we look at them. That's why we all don't waste our time. We speak about, we expose these demons. Okay? So hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. I got a strip I want to bring up. I want to go to Zechariah 10:12.
Okay. Hallelujah.
And it says, I was stricken them in Yah, and they should walk, and they should walk up and down in his name, says Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Yah, see, that's what he's telling us. He's strengthening us. We should be out there walking up and down in his name, refusing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yah ain't told you to take no shot.
That's right.
And, you know, like I said, I did 20-some years in the military. I didn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. I've been shot up for everything. And that's why I tell people, now I have a choice. No.
Mm-hmm.
No mean no. And
if
this shot is so great, why they got to pay you to take it?
That's right.
Huh? Now, they even got $1 million lotteries out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this where we stand up and say, are you Yah's Balaad? Huh? Are you? Stand tall,
go
people.
Yeah.
Stand tall.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because the devil is busy. He's busy. And we better
all the time.
We better recognize what is taking place right now while we speak. Okay? All these things that they are coming up with. You know, all of the lies that news media and them puts out 24 hours a day. You can't turn on your radio or your TV without them. Got some lie popping out of their head. How's it coming out? It's violent there. You know, that's all about, I'm protected now. I'm okay now. You ain't okay, nothing. If you were so protected, why do you need another virus to come on the scene? It's Delta thing, okay? And all of a sudden you're going to panic, try to panic about that, pretend like you're panicking. But you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, demon. You know? You ain't fooling us. You ain't fooling the people of Yahuwah. You're not, okay? You carry yourself deeper and deeper into the hellhole that is already prepared for you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, and we hear what Yahuwah has already said, and that's why I say we played this song. Why do they hate us so much? Why? You know? Yeah, because they know who we are, and they've been going for the last 400, 500 years, doing everything they can to try to keep us from ever knowing who we are, you know? And that's why they poison this world with their drug sorcery and all of that, try to make sure that it gets over into our people, our families, and mess us up. Yeah, they go on these things, you know, while we speak, while we sleep, while we work, they doing these dirty
things
against of Israel, okay? So people, wake up. Okay, because he said, you are my battle axe, weapons of battle, and with you I shall break nations in pieces, and with I shall destroy rings, and with you I shall break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with you, I shall break in pieces the chariot and its rider. You see, this is what Yahuwah is saying. So why do we have to be afraid of these demons out here? You know, these pale-faced people. We don't have to be afraid of them, you know, because look whose side we are on. We are on Yahweh.
That's right.
Full side. And so, and that's why no man, man is just birds of rare concern. He's nothing more than grass. Okay?
That's
so,
right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a strip y'all want to bring out. I want to bring out Micah 3:4.
All right. Go ahead, Ella. Go ahead.
And it says, then they should cry unto Yah, but he will not hear them.
Wow.
He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves and think in their doing. So what it's saying, you know, you done took that shot, but now you want to cry to Yah. Huh? Come on.
Too late.
Because Yah going to hide his face from you.
That's right.
He said,
That's right.
You didn't trust me, but now you're calling back upon me, huh? Come on, Balax. Get your stuff together, Balax. Let's be true.
Have mercy.
Let's get out here and put this word out here like he told us to do. Be about your mission.
That's right.
Spread this truth and the good news. Because
Yah
is watching. And, you know, people say, well, how do you know he watching? When Judgment Day come, when he said, this was your life, and that movie pop up on that screen, you didn't say that? Who was that person speaking? Come on, Balax. Be about doing what you're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see? Because, you know, the strength is on us outside. You see? We don't have to be afraid of these people. That's the thing. They, as a matter of fact, they're more afraid of us. But we don't seem to want to realize that, you know. But that's why they're doing so much dirt behind our back to try to destroy us.
That's right.
They try to, you know, all of a sudden this corona vaccine thing that they done came up with. I was listening to some women, I guess, reports on the things that had happened to women. And I mean, over an hour worth of listening to every woman that has been touched by that garbage, that poison, they have problems, reproductive problems now. You see? Some of them never had this stuff going on down there in their private part. And now it's nothing they can do. It's like they can't help themselves. You see, that's why I keep telling people myself, I say, hey, this thing, whatever they do to you, it's irreversible, okay?
That's
ain't
right.
Nothing you can do about it. And guess what? People that are doing it to you, ain't nothing you can do to them either. You see, they have given this poison out, spread this poison out amongst our people, and those who accepted it and got it in them, ain't nothing they can do about it. You know, you can't get no money for it. You know, that's it. You just literally messed up. You know, no lawyer or nothing can help you now. So, you know, this is what we want people to know. Realize this, you see. This is what these real demons are doing. That people got to realize that the devil is out here. That's why we want to get over into Revelation 18, you see, because you know, you listen to this kind of closely. Okay, let's just go here to Revelation 18. I'm just going to start with verse 1 for a second here. It says this, and after this I saw another messenger coming down from the heavens, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his esteem. See? And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel, the great, is fallen, and has become a dwelling place is where you live, right? A dwelling place of demons. See, this whole United States That's why I said call it snakes. You know, it's the place where Satan has chosen to be his residence. You see?
Yes,
that's
why
I said it has become a hunt for every unclean spirit, you see, and a hunt for every unclean and hated bird right here in this United Nations, they states here. I call it the United Snakes. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, this is the place where if you want to find a demon, this is the place. It's the place that it has become a hunt for them, or they hunting for you.
Let me read three.
Yeah, go ahead.
It said, because all the nations have drank of the wine and of the wrath of their horns, and the kings of all the earth have committed horn with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of his, the torturous, the torturous living. Righteous living. Okay, now, you think about it. Everybody wants to come to United Snakes.
That's right.
Everybody. I've been in countries where they play the lottery to come to the United States. Everybody wants a piece of this water. Now we got people out there with cancer, diabetes. We got people all out there with all this shit. That's been going on a long time. Now all of a sudden we get a coronavirus. I can make a cure in 6 weeks. Come on. Who we playing with? Come on, people, wake up. Be that battle axe. They have always, especially our people, you know, in 2000, I don't know if you guys remember, 2000, they had people selling everything they owned, told them the world was coming to end.
That's right. I remember that.
I mean, our people were selling everything. Then the year rolled around, what happened? Nothing. These people have lied to us each change we get. And guess what? We believe them more than we believe our own people.
That's right.
And you know what? And you know, for the fear of Yah, you're going to pay for this.
That's right.
You're going to pay.
You are.
Each and every time that they put us out there on something that, that's why, you know, right now, for all of you sitting down listening to us right now, you have internet, you have the scriptures. You sit down and you study for yourself and become that battle axe. So when you hear this kind of stuff, it don't affect you. It don't even shake you. You know why? Your faith is going to be your hero in Yah. Stand firm. Don't move to the left or the right. Stand firm. You say you're a warrior. Come on, be that warrior.
That's right.
That's what y'all is expecting us. So let's be about the business of our Father. He's always been about the business of us, taking care of us. Come on.
That's right. Come on. That's right. We just gotta wake up, like you said. You see?
And he said, and I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people.
That's right.
Lust.
That's right.
You shared in her sins and the lust of your resolving of the plagues. Okay. In other words, it's saying I got my glasses on. I'm having a problem reading, but It's saying, come out of her.
That's right.
Come on, people. Y'all is telling you, come out of her. Be not like your captives, the people that captivated her, put us in captivity. You know, I think about this all the time. The people that put us in captivity, at one time, we were trying to look like them. We put that hair crack in our hair so it lay down like theirs.
That's right.
We even had it where black, if you were black, you was nobody. You had to be light-skinned.
That's right. That's right.
But you know what, though?
I live
in the Middle East. It's more dark-skinned people over there. You know? And I tell people, how can somebody come from the Middle East and be light-skinned? No, they ain't having it.
Mm-hmm.
That son over there ain't no joke. You ain't got no shade trees.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, be eaten out of shame. What they say, our father was bronze. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
A bronze man with woolly hair. I was brother. Bronze with woolly hair.
That's right.
I ain't never heard him say he was so light skinned. Oh man. I want to be light skinned like him. No.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's just like you said, hey. Let's come out of her. Come out of her. Put that battle axe on. Come on. Be that warrior. Warrior for the Father.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Tell us, stand up for what is right. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. You know?
Nobody.
Stand for the truth. Stand for the truth. And that's what we got to do. I'm telling you that. You see? Because we know. Look at what's going on here. He was talking about the people that's been vaccinated by this corona vaccine are dying. They are dying from the Delta variant, this new thing that they have proclaimed that is coming up on all the people. But in small numbers and almost all over 50, talking about all of them over 50, these people are just dying from this Delta vaccine that they even came up with. You see? See, they got a new poison that they are the ones creating, coming up with, that's killing people. You see? That's why I said this Bill Gates, I call his name because he's the devil himself. Been the devil a long time ago. And also the falsity, that falsity guy. You see? You guys, these people, that's why we can't have no respect. They run around, they so talk about these big-time scientists and all of that crap. These people ain't nothing but a big-time demon. That's what they are, you know? It's what they are, big-time demons and expert murderers.
That's right. We learned another way to control population.
That's it. Yeah, like they, who gave them that authority?
That's right, authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. And the first people that they think they're supposed to get rid of are the people of Yah. You see?
That's right.
Now, what kind of dumb sense does that make? You know, that's the kind of stuff you know is silly. It's crazy. It's foolish. It's devilish. That's exactly what we're looking at. We're looking at sleep. You know? And I got a situation here. I got a real quick, I think it's like a two-minute clip here I'm going to play real quick just to show you what this says here. It's a forced gene delivery system. And let's hear what this guy's saying real quick. Let's go. All right, here we go.
Ruby is an international health economist with over 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. She's a medical expert, a Stu Peter Show contributor, and she joins us now.
Stuart, you hit the nail on the head. It's real. We know it's real. There's an entire science in the literature about it. And we also know something else that's really tragic and horrific. It was intentionally added to these injections. Why, you're asking me? Because it is a more aggressive delivery mechanism to get it into every cell in your body. It's a process called magnetofection.
blessing.
Yeah. See, so really, it's a lot of people are catching on to what's going on. And when this is why they have turned to the young kids now. They want to put this poison now. They done already started injecting it in kids 5 years old, and it's as young as 5 years old, you know, in California. See? So these are that's how desperate Satan has gotten, because, like I said, the elderly people, it's been slowed down among them. People ain't buying that stuff that quick anymore.
That's right.
You see? Because the elderly people are knowing better than to let these fools come out here and make a fool out of them. You see? And that's
right
now they got to go to the young kids. Our young kids. You see? I don't want to see an injection in nobody's young child 5 years old that doesn't have and not old enough to discern what these demons are doing to them. You see? So
I wanted to say one thing, you know, that if you remember, you know,
mm-hmm.
I tell everybody like this, you know, because, you know, we shouldn't trust somebody that was trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
right.
know, when this flu first come out, it was not affecting
mm-hmm.
black people.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a way how to make it affect us. When it first
mm-hmm.
come out, it was not affecting us. Then they
right.
found a way to how to make it effective when they start showing us on television.
Mm-hmm.
Then they want to make it look like we the worst ones that it's tearing up now.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's what they
each
do.
And everything they do, we believe them. We're so vulnerable. I sometimes want to sit up and I say, you know, we got to
mm-hmm.
stop listening to these people.
That's right.
So they told us lies when we come over here. It was nothing for them to kill you. That's
right.
Why I tell people all the time, you know, that same person that's smiling at you, you know what? You better be that balance because he will.
That's right.
He will try to take you out. That's his whole mission.
Mm-hmm.
To take as many of us Yah-fearing people out as they can.
That's right.
And that's why we always need to be on our mission. Our mission is
right.
spreading this good news and the truth, but yet instead, don't be no punk.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. So, okay, let me see what this continue to go.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to try to finish this 2 minutes.
This is not playing.
All right, it's not playing.
No.
Okay, then we've got a technical. We're gonna skip it for now. The technical problem. But anyway, that's the way Satan works. Because he's trying to destroy. He don't want us to bring this information out anyway.
No.
But hallelujah, Yah is on our side, and we will get the truth out to the world. Okay, we'll get out there. We're not gonna stop just because we may run into a little technical problem, because we see. What they're doing out there is trying their best to get this old coronavirus stuff and then a lot so about that until it's pathetic. It's pathetic, the lies that they tell every time they open their mask mouth. But it'd be different if we didn't see so many of our own people being destroyed, tricked into following this crap. You see? And that's what we don't want to see. You know, they just do it. They just, you know, they still, I mean, some of us act like we're still about as dumb as we were before we got off the first boat that brought us over here. And we weren't that dumb. We just didn't know their language and so forth. You see? Not
that's
that we've
right.
ever been all dumb and stuff, but they made it appear like we were, you see, because of the way they did. They took their advantage of the situation, you see? But Yah had something to say to them for what they have done, you see? And that's why I have to, every once in a while, I have to look at this, because we know that they are in for some trouble. If I go to Isaiah, I believe, look about probably chapter 47, you see? Because Yah had something to say to Babylon. This Babylon has already stepped into a hole of stuff that he can't be cleansed of, because he won't repent for anything he has done. We know that, you see? And so, therefore, we know he's already doomed for his filth, okay? Isaiah 47 tells us here, I'm going to restart reading at the top, I guess. Come down and sit in the dust, O main daughter of Babel. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Castium, for no more do they call you tender and delicate, okay? Take the millstones and grind your grind flour, remove your veil, lift up the skirt, uncover the leg, pass through rivers. Let your nakedness be uncovered. Let your shame also be exposed. Okay? I take vengeance and meet no man. All right? Hallelujah. Our Redeemer, Yahuwah of hosts, is his name, the settled one of Israel. Okay? So make no mistake about it. Yahuwah, he identifies himself. He tells you who he is and what he's going to do, what he will do. And we know what he can do. Okay? So hallelujah. Sit silent and go into darkness, O daughter of Caspian, for no more do they call you mistress of rings. I was rough. You say, I was rough with my people. And I have profaned my inheritance, and I gave them into your hand. You see? He gave us into Babylon here, where we at now, okay? But you showed them no compassion. You made your yoke very heavy on the elderly. And you said, I am mistress forever, so that you did not take these matters to heart and did not remember the latter end of them. You see, these people walking around here, they never look, don't even concern themselves about what's fixing to happen right now. The end has come upon us almost, and, you know, they still want to live like they still want to act like, think they have the right to still treat us like, you know, they can, like we just came over here or something. It was a 400-year time period that Yahuwah allowed them to do what they felt they can do, okay? But they don't forget. All right. Like he did. They didn't take this stuff. They didn't worry about the end. They didn't take this matter at heart. But the end, that's what was coming up on them. Because after that, he told Abraham, after that 400 years, the judgment will sit on that nation. Yeah, that nation, the United Nations that we're in here right now, judgment is coming up on them rapidly right now. But they ain't taking it hard. They don't. They act like, wow, I'm okay still. You know, they still running after their dollar, trying to get as much of that as they can and keep as much of it as they can from us, you know, and so forth.
That's right.
So they don't take things to heart.
All right.
Has something with him. He has something.
No, I got something I want to add to this. Now, when we talk about balance, I want to go back to our servant Job. I want to go to Job 1 and 8. We're gonna read 1 and 8 down to maybe 11. Okay. Now, okay. We all know the story of Job, right? We talk about a battle axe, okay? I'm going to read it out the KIV. And Yah said unto Satan, that's 1:8. Yah said unto Satan, hate thou concerning my servant, Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears Yah. And extinguish evil. Now, and Satan answered to Yah, saying, don't Yah fear Yah for not? 10. Haste not, thou hast made my edge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand and substance thy increase in the land. 11. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to the face. Okay, now, this is what we talk about a battle axe. Y'all saying, it's not battle axe. He said, look, you can take everything he got. He's not going to curse me.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, when we talk about a strong battle axe, Satan took everything from this man. Y'all allowed him to do that, but y'all said, you can't kill him.
That's right. You won't be allowed.
When we talk about a battle axe, that's a battle axe, brothers.
That's
this
it.
Man lost that's everything, family, everything.
That's right.
But guess what? He stood in Yah.
That's right.
And guess what? In the end, Yah gave him sevenfold. Come on.
That's right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, it's other people in the scripture Yah has done the same thing for. Come on, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house.
That's right.
And had to flee. He had to flee. Why? Because he killed the Egyptian. But when he came back, y'all brought him back with what? All the power.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See? So that's it. That's it. So really, we don't even have an excuse to turn our backs on Yah. And for anything in this earth that Satan thinks he got to offer, we don't have to let nothing like that entice us to the point where we are willing to turn our backs on our Savior. We can't do that. We're not Yah has too much to offer, too much for us, and he done proven it to us, too. He done proved it. You know, right now, he put it in us. He's already placed spirit in us. You know, if we do something contrary to Yahuwah or Yahusha, you know, it'd bother us. It would bug us. It would mess with us. You know. And if we ignore and keep on going like it doesn't exist or it bothers us, then that's when we get ourselves in trouble. But just to sure, if we turn around and think before we continue to try to make mistakes, Yah is merciful enough, especially if we ask him for forgiveness, you see. He is merciful enough to remove that evil, stony heart that's in us, stony spirit and evil, to remove it and give us a heart of flesh, okay?
Give us
the right spirit, you see? And that's what we want to do. We want to know, and he makes us know right now whether or not we have been forgiven, you see? We ask him, and we confess to him what we have done and how sorry we are and so forth. And he's able to forgive us for all our sins. You see? Cleanse us from all of this, you know, this still evil mess that we done got ourselves in trouble into. You see? So this is why we have to continue to stay on the road, stay on the field, stay on the battleground. You know, don't give up. Don't let nothing in it to stop us. You see? That's why we do what we do. That's why we're out here every week, you know, giving this truth, you know, giving it, trying to help somebody along the way, because we have met a lot of people that is so excited about the fact that we know who Yahushua and Yahuwah is. You see?
That's right.
It's always a blessing when you run into somebody that does not know, and you can enlighten them, you can open up their mind and show them the truth. It is just a blessing to your own soul, to us, to be able to do something that good, that nice, you know, for them. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, now.
All right, Elder, I'm going to read one more scripture before I get out of here.
Oh,
I want to read Revelation 19:6.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
And it says, I'm going to read out of King James. I can see it better than out of the scripture, but it says, I heard it Revelation 19:6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude,
uh-huh,
as the voice of many waters,
hallelujah,
and as the voice, mm-hmm, of a mighty thundering saying, Ali, for Yah,
mm-hmm,
opponents regret. Let me see what it says in I want to read it out of the scripture now. Let me see if I can see it reading here. And I heard another voice from the heaven saying, mm-hmm, come out of her, my people.
Mm-hmm.
Let you share her sins, and mm-hmm, let your receive the plagues. In other words, it says, come out of her, unless you want to, mm-hmm, share her sins and share her plagues.
That's right.
It's telling them.
Right.
It said, come out of her. Come out of her. Do, mm-hmm, you want to be like, as we used to always say, if you see somebody jump off the mountain, you going to jump off there too?
Mm-hmm.
Come, mm-hmm, on, people.
That's right.
You know, be about y'all. Be about y'all's business. You know what, Elder, me and you going to have to sit down and talk about it. Maybe I'm going to try to come in a little bit more because, you know, but,
mm-hmm,
people, you know, stay prayed up and know,
right,
that Yah fights for you each and every day.
That's right.
You know, he fights for you. Sometimes you don't even see, but he's fighting.
That's right. That's right.
And he's that strong wind that blows. He ain't that light wind. He's that strong wind,
yeah,
that blows. Because you know why? Because he's trying to get your attention.
That's right.
Stand fast, warrior. Stand fast, warrior. Don't break rank.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to move forward.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Don't turn around.
That's right. That's right. Don't turn around.
Elder, I thank you for having me on your show this evening, Elder. And I will stay longer,
right,
but you know my circumstances.
Right, absolutely, Elder, I sure do, and I appreciate having you with me for this time, this little time here, okay? And, you know, going to keep praying for each other, praying for you, and you just hang in there, okay? And we'll be praying for you.
Right.
And so what I'm going to do here, I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to finish it all up. I'm just going to close it on down after I go through a couple other things here, and we're going to go close it on out. So I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder. Shalom, shalom.
All right, family Yabarut, mm-hmm, the rest of your week, and continue to give him all the steam. Come on, Balaxis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, okay. So we've been, you know, like I said, we've been speaking about these things that we see going on out here. The main thing is we want to make sure we don't allow ourselves to be tricked by this Babylonian system, okay, as they are spreading this poison out there to try to destroy the people of Yahuwah, because we know what Yah said, after 400 years, the judgment will set on that nation that held us in captivity, and that's this United States snakes here. So, you know, Yah has already given us an insight on what to expect, okay? So as they sit here and receive whatever punishment that Yah deems to bring upon them, then, which is, I'm going to be like they were during the time of Moses. I believe Moses told them to be still. Just be still and just let Yah do his thing, okay? So that's what we need to do. Be still, rest, and just let Yah do his thing. Don't be afraid and don't start panicking just because we see what's going on, okay? Don't let the devil trick us and have us acting scared and so forth, because we don't have to. We don't have to. We're in the hands of Yah, the creator of this earth. So, you know, we're not worried about what Satan's trying to do himself, okay? That's his thing, because his time is in. We're at a real short end, okay? We know he won't be around much longer. And so that's why we're going to sit here and, you know, enjoy what is going on. So basically, family, what we're going to do is get ready to close on out. And hopefully that on next week, we do have our other elder, Elder Uliah. He's normally with us here, but he had something he had to do. And so we just, you know, already we always want to, you know, acknowledge, you know, the ones, the brothers that are helping us out on this program, okay? Because no matter what, we're just going to keep on keeping on. We can't give up on this journey that we are on, because we know that Yah is with us, and he helps us, he gives us strength. And whatever he gives us to deal with here, if I have to go alone for a few minutes, guess what? I have my lovely Isha, my wife, right here with me, okay? And she's already got she's always got something she can say at any time. I ain't somebody that's gonna try to hold anybody back. So I'll give her the opportunity to speak. If you have something, Ima, you go ahead and speak.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Ima Ahaya, and just want to say shalom to all of you this evening. Now, we did have some videos to play, but the weather has been knocking on our doors for real past few days, and so it's a little messed up right now, so we'll just have to play them next time or so for Elder and the rest of you when it's possible. So we'll come back with those, but we do want to say that we appreciate everyone that is listening to the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elder Show any chance they get. And if you can't listen on Tuesday night, a lot of you already know, you can come in and listen to any of the shows that you want to, even if it's not the day of the show. So come in to the site and choose what you want to listen to. There's plenty of information in there that everybody can get something from. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ima. Thank you. And what we're going to do then is we're going to go ahead and close it out, and we're going to close out with a beautiful set apart musical tune, and we're going to let the musical brothers, sisters, roll on down the road with it. So, hallelujah. Here we go.
Thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies, the neck of thine enemies, the neck of thine enemies.
when Judah wakes up and turns to the Most High, when Judah wakes up, hey, and realize who he is, when Judah wakes up, something's gonna happen, when Judah wakes up, there's a change that's gonna take place, the chapter shall never leave Judah, or a lawgiver between its feet, the Shiloh come, what is Judah supposed to do?
Put his head in the neck of his enemy.
What is Judah supposed to do?
Tuesday, and we will continue this message that we are trying to bring here, and we thank you for hanging out with us. So we're going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom.